Well, it was very depressing. Even though I think a number of folks expected it might happen, when I got the news yesterday, I just found myself very depressed. A bad day for the state, feel for the family. But the thing I feel most strongly about is I think all believe that part of this is a very lax set of ethics rules in Virginia. The rules concerning gifts that can be received and when or when they, you know, when they have to be reported or when they don't have to be disclosed, they're just so lax compared to other states, compared to the rules that Congress is under. And I just really hope that the General Assembly and the new governor use this as an opportunity, because they have a responsibility to fix it. They need to use this as an opportunity to dramatically improve Virginia's ethics laws, especially around gifts to public officials.
Senator, you support Medicaid expansion in Virginia, and Virginia's new governor, Terry McAuliffe, has made that a signature promise of his campaign. But Republicans in the House of Delegates remain adamantly opposed to Medicaid expansion. So as a former governor, do you see a way forward on that issue in Virginia?
The only way it's going to happen, and I'm sure that Governor McAuliffe is tackling it in the same way, he believes, as do I, that the Medicaid expansion would be good for people's health and good for the economy. And it would enable Virginia tax dollars that are already being paid to come back to Virginia's healthcare system rather than going elsewhere. However, if the House is not for it, then he needs to talk to them about what reforms can we make that might bring you on board. And some of the reforms might not be state reforms. They might be reforms at a federal level where if they would reach an agreement, look at the following reforms could be made at the federal level, we could get on board. And I'm willing to go to bat for those reforms federally, and the administrator of the program, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, is a Virginian, Marilyn Tavener, at the federal level. So there is a receptive ear in Washington for reforms. I don't think there's not going to be a Medicaid expansion just simply done with no reforms because the House says they're against it. But I think Governor McAuliffe is already in dialogue with the House of Delegates about necessary reforms. And if they could reach some agreement there, I would love at the federal level to kind of help make those happen.
Getting back to Congress and the Senate, you and Senator Mark Warner have been on opposite sides of the proposed Iran sanctions legislation to set in place some punishment for Iran if the six-month agreement with the Western powers does not work out. Senator Warner is a co-sponsor of that legislation, and I know you can't speak for him, but why do you differ with your fellow Virginia senator on that issue?
Yeah, and in fact, I think there's one issue on which Mark and I agree, but the issue on which we probably disagree is timing on this bill. The sanctions regime that the Senate and Congress have put in place already, including Senator Warner, because he's been engaged in those votes before I got to the Senate, have been very effective in helping get Iran to the negotiating table. And we both support the notion of more sanctions. I would just wait and not impose sanctions until after we've thoroughly explored all diplomatic opportunities. Senator Warner actually is in support of a sanctions bill that would prospectively say more sanctions will go into place if these negotiations fail. I think what we ought to do is wait and vote on the bill only if the negotiations fail. Let's spend 100% of our time right now in diplomatically seeking an end to Iran's nuclear weapons program. If that diplomacy fails because Iran doesn't make good on their promises during this interim period, or they behave in bad faith, or we can't reach an ultimate agreement, at that point, I'd gladly vote for the sanctions that are contained in the bill. But I think we should be pursuing diplomacy right now, because that will be the best way to end this nuclear program.
Well, I know, and it may be hard to make a prediction, but what do you think are the prospects for that legislation getting through the Senate in the coming weeks? President Obama has promised to veto that if it reaches his desk.
It's a little murky right now, the prospects of the legislation. You know, it's interesting. I think I'm a little more interested, and I suspect Senator Warner is too. What are the prospects for finding a diplomatic deal that would end the nuclear weapons program in Iran? And I'm appropriately skeptical. You know, I would say it's 50-50. That's enough of a positive prospect that we ought to be going after it vigorously. There's enough of a chance that it doesn't work that we need to have these sanctions in reserve and be able to impose them immediately if the negotiations fail. That what are the chances of the bill passing? My sense is the bill may be held on the Senate floor for a bit to determine if the negotiations are moving forward in good faith or not. But everybody wants the same thing. We want a non-nuclear Iran, and everybody wants to achieve that via diplomacy rather than through use of military options. There's some tactical differences about timing, but that's not that unusual.
Senator, this question was submitted by a WMRA listener. With Congress deadlocked and President Obama in his sixth year, where do you see environmental policy for the coming months and years?
Well, here would be my sense. I think most of the battles, because the House and Senate have such different philosophical approaches to environmental issues, a lot of the battles are going to be what I would call defensive battles. There will be efforts to undo regulations or block the EPA from taking steps on matters like climate change and others. And so some of the work that's going to be done is going to be around, you know, whether EPA and other environmental agencies' power is reduced. There are some positive opportunities. So, for example, there's an energy conservation bill pending in the Senate right now that's bipartisan, co-patroned by Senators Gene Shaheen and Rob Portman, one Democrat, one Republican, that has significant bipartisan support. So in some areas, advancing a cleaner energy economy, promoting energy conservation, we might be able to find some good bipartisan work there. But I also suspect that there's going to be some challenging battles about whether environmental regulations are weakened or rolled back.
Recently, President Obama said that he thought that marijuana was no more dangerous than alcohol. What do you think about that, and where do you see marijuana policy going?
I've never been a legalization fan. I just haven't been. I just for a whole series of both health and sort of crime-related reasons, I think that would not be a good idea. I have generally been for reexamination of sentences, because I think often for sentences for marijuana and marijuana usage, I think some sentences are too strict. These are often, if they're nonviolent crimes, I think they could be handled in a different way on a sentencing standpoint. But in terms of the decriminalization of marijuana, I've never been a proponent.
You're traveling around the state through the ice and snow. Besides trying to stay warm, where are you heading and what are you doing this week?
This is a week where I'm doing events. Hampton Roads yesterday, today Charlottesville, Danville, tomorrow Radford, Martinsville, and Roanoke, and then Friday I'll be doing some events up in Winchester, and then the Harrisonburg area. I'll be in Harrisonburg talking to poultry growers on Friday. So it's a busy week, and I'm doing a lot of different things, but you know, talking about economic issues and my priorities for 2014, trying to make sure we got a budget, we got an appropriations bill. That's going to, I think, start to have some positive effect if we get over the debt ceiling hurdle the right way. So there's a number of important priorities on the table, and we're just trying to, you know, rebuild within the Senate this idea that we can work together.
Anything else you'd like to mention that I haven't asked you about?
No, I think we've covered a lot of ground.
Well, and we did it in less than 10 minutes.
Now, that's shocking. I'm a senator. I know how to filibuster. If we did it in less than 10 minutes, there must be something wrong with me.
Senator Tim Kaine, thanks for your time. It was good to talk with you again. Safe travels and stay warm.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, Bob.